FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Eight law enforcement officers shot, three killed while serving a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina, police say. An alleged gunman outside was shot dead. Two people in the house are in custody, cops say. Columbia University in New York has begun suspending students who refuse to leave their Gaza War protest camp, a protest organizer.
We were engaging in good faith negotiations until the administration cut them off under threat of suspension.
The students want Columbia to show it's pulling money out of investments directly in Israel and in weapons manufacturers. Police dismantling this protester camp at the University of Texas at Austin. No specifics from the White House about what Secretary of State Blinken calls an extraordinarily generous ceasefire hostage deal presented to Hamas. Working to see if bird flu's affected beef and dairy cows, the U.S. Ag Department, which says it's confident that both are safe. This is ABC News. The winner of April's huge Powerball jackpot has been revealed in Portland, Oregon, and the money will go towards saving his life.
With a big smile on his face, Charlie Siphon held an oversized $1.3 billion check that he says will go to battling cancer. Just last Monday, he had his most recent round of chemotherapy. He says God answered his prayers for help, that his family will be taken care of.
Now I can bless my family and find a good doctor for myself.
He says he's taking the lump sum because he's sick. His wife and their friend in Milwaukee will share the money. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Union Pacific freight train derailed on the east end of the Steel Bridge in Portland, Oregon this morning, forcing the bridge to close for several hours. Firefighters said six cars were involved and two of them were lumber cars. Those lumber cars were fully derailed. No injuries have been reported. Big advances on Wall Street today include stocks of Tesla and Domino's Pizza. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee wants protesters farther away from the party's national convention in Milwaukee. A lawyer for the committee tells the Secret Service that Pere Marquette Park would be problematic. City leaders won't confirm that's where the designated protest area will be. Protest organizers want to be closer to the convention's perimeter. The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether patients have access to emergency room abortions in states where abortion is banned. Doctors say most patients who land in the ER with pregnancy complications don't have access to routine OBGYN care.
I see first trimester pregnant patients every single day in my shift. I have caught ectopic pregnancies that have ruptured.
Dr. Polly Wiltz is an emergency medicine resident. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Brewers face the rain.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Back at the track. Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up. It is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hit to left.